Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Happy day to you, and we've got to watch how much we're putting into our bucket of money in the terms of a contribution. Or as my Spanish friends would say, your contribución necesite más 5%. You need to put more than 5% into your TSB, 5% at a minimum. What are you contributing? How much are you putting in? If you're not putting in 5, as in if you're putting in less, they're not giving you a full match. You put in 5, they put in 5. Shabam, it's magic. If you got $100,000 salary, you're putting in $5,000 a year, so are they. Do not go below 5. Go above, that's totally fine, but they're not going to give you a bigger match, right? So also people say, what if I contribute only to the Roth? If I put my 5% in the Roth, am I still going to get a match? Absolutely, but it's not going in the Roth side. It's going to go into the traditional side. They're not going to tax themselves, my friend. So that's the beauty of how TSB operates. So let's go into not just how minimum you should be of your, what should be your contribution, but that's a little more French than Spanish. I'll work on that. But the maximum is the most that you can contribute. Now, my timing is great because it's going to change again in like 3 months, probably, when the year rolls around. It may increase a little bit. It may not. I'm not 100% sure yet. We'll find out. But either way, you want to know what your maximum is today, how to calculate it, especially per pay period, because you have 26 pay periods, feds and postal employees. And you want to try, I would never say you must do the max. That's not what I'm saying. I always say very Joe Friday, just the facts, ma'am. To where you know what you could do, to maybe you have something to which you can aspire. So let's look at this little grid here and how much you can contribute every single year. So right now, if you're a youngin', you're under 50 years old, you can put in $23,500 per year. So let's translate that. If you had started in January and you said, okay, how much can I put in per pay period? That would be $903 and some change. $903 per pay period for a 26 pay period cycle. Now, remember, if you're here in whatever, let's say you're in the middle of the year, toward the end of the year, you can look at your paycheck and it says year to date. And then it tells you what pay period you're in. So this is basic, I think, fifth, sixth grade math, right? Take what you've already paid, subtract it from the 23.5, and then see how many weeks you have left. Let's say you have 12 weeks left and you've already paid in $10,000 and you want to try to get to the max. So, okay, what's 13,000 divided by the other, whatever, 10 pay periods, right? Okay, wow, that's quite a bit. I can't do that, but how close can I get? You can increase your per pay period dollar amount into TSB. Now, I'm just saying if you have discretionary income, you've got extra money, and you want to really get into thrift, especially my younger people, because when you have time on your side, you have the ability to ride the wave of the interest rates that are going over time. So that's right now under 50. Over 50, you've got an extra 7,500 that you can put in there. Now that is a total of 31,000 in the year. So if you count per pay period, that's 1192 a pay period you can put in. And of course, you're still getting a 5% match, even though you're putting in, you know, 20% or 30, whatever the percentage is. Remember, there's no max percentage because a percentage is of your salary, but there is a max dollar amount. And that's what I'm showing you here. They've also added this thing this year. They call it a super catch-up, but it's only for people between 60 and 63 in this year of 2025. Then they can add another $11,250 into that on top of the 23,000, which is a higher amount. And so again, you do that and you divide by 26 to determine, but same if you're trying to get the rest of the year, how many pay periods divided by that remaining, the difference of what you could actually put into that. So the benefit of adding money, of course, is that TSB is a very low cost investment vehicle, strong for accumulation. That is not the beef we have with TSB. It's in retirement that sometimes people want to use benefits or access or accoutrement that TSB just doesn't have. And that's why people reach out to people like myself for different IRAs, for different purposes and things like that. But in general, I will tell you, I tend to encourage to get the best of both worlds. TSB has some great advantages. And I'm going to say never. I never tell anybody to move everything to any IRA. There's no one perfect IRA, but there is a perfect mixture, right? In the same way, you may have your daily driver, and then you've got your weekend vehicle or your pull the trailer vehicle, or, you know, things have different purposes. TSB has some strengths, but it also has some weaknesses. So the goal would be to use maybe a different IRA to fix the weaknesses for that dollar amount, and then let TSB remain for what it's good for. So remember, you've got all kinds of options within TSB, but putting money in is the first option. And that is because it is a defined contribution plan and you define the contribution. So reach out if you have questions on how to do this, especially my younger people. You have time on your side. Every raise you get, don't take it. Redirect it into TSB. If you can, you know, obviously if it makes sense for you to do this. But that's the most common time I've seen TSB millionaires made with lower salaries because of this disciplinary action they did for themselves. Okay, I'm living fine. I'm okay. I'm going to get a raise. I'm going to not receive it to my bank. I'm going to then increase my contribution to my TSB at the time of the raise. So I got the raise, but it's not coming to me. It's just getting diverted into my TSB. So there's a tip for you for today. Redirect your raise money into your TSB every time you get it, or as often as you're able to do so. And then you sort of dollar cost average your contributions and you just keep shoving it in there. And then you wake up one day and you've given yourself the gift of this money that's been accruing and the match and the interest. And then you call Raina and we make a plan for it. All right. Happy contributing. Happy work. Happy weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.